Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Scott, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, buddy, we missed you. How you doing, man?
Well, great. I never got into Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm not a Larry David fan. Did David play Steinbrenner? Was that Larry David playing?
He did.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah.
Now, for that, I got to give him a lot of... That was an all-time... He got the essence of Steinbrenner, second to none with it. I'm partial to Alan Dershowitz, Scott, who we had on, and he and Larry David have had a raging battle on Martha's Vineyard. But the final season...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's political. You know, it's Trump-related. So the finale this past week of the entire series, was it 12 years? Is that right? Wow.
Season 12, it was over a bunch of years because he didn't do one every year. But, yeah, man, so it finished. It actually started as a one-hour special, and then HBO said, okay, we're going to make a show out of this. And that was 1999, so what's that, 25 years ago, right? So crazy. And it wrapped up. And what's great about Curb and what's always been great about Curb is that it ended up in the courtroom just like the Seinfeld finale they did. And they basically, like, made fun of how bad the Seinfeld finale was and try to make amends for how bad the Seinfeld finale was and really knock it out of the park. A great finale, one I would say one of the better finales of a long-running series. He really did a great job.
Wow. I see. I thought the Seinfeld thing was beautifully done, given what do you do to pull all that together. It got at their basic indifference, brought back all the characters and all.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? And I liked it better than a lot of people did. A lot of people didn't like it, but he did the exact same thing in this. He brought back a lot of episodes and characters. It was almost like you're looking back at 25 years, but at the whole time, you know, Jerry Seinfeld makes an appearance, and he ends up in jail, and then I don't want to give it away, but the bottom line is they completely acknowledge like the Seinfeld. Criticism, and it's great. It really, really well done. And as Larry Day would say, it was pretty, pretty good.
Dom has been a proponent of, when we talk about a potential, Seinfeld remake, that Seinfeld is perfect how it is. You know, you leave it kind of in the air. You don't bring something like that back with the potential to ruin it. Larry David's next project, I don't know, is that something being considered? Is that something Scott Cronick would endorse, a Seinfeld reboot?
No, let it go. I mean, yeah, listen, even Seinfeld doesn't want to be Seinfeld anymore. And, I don't even know. I don't think Larry David wants to do a whole lot. I think that's why he's ending this. Like, yeah, this is his thing. He would just keep doing these because he can do whatever he wants. HBO writes a blank check. I think he would just keep doing this. Like, I think Larry David is, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot from Larry David. He doesn't need the money, obviously. I think he's richer than Seinfeld is, for God's sake. So I think it's more about unless something really strikes him creatively. He's worth $800 million, by the way.
Wow.
I think Larry David, he's going to be quiet for a while.
Yeah. Shogun. Shogun seems to be so prominent. I even see local news like Channel 6. They put it inside segments of the news, et cetera. And I have to admit, Scott, I know little or nothing about Shogun, available on Hulu, but apparently it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's an FX series. It's the most watched series in FX history, and they've had some pretty great stuff on FX. And excuse me, I got the hiccups a little bit. Listen, Don, you really should get acclimated with it. It's 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not just one of the best shows on TV right now. I think it's one of the best limited series of all time. It's that good, dude. It's so meticulous, and it's the largest Japanese cast that's ever been assembled in the United States, and the sets and the costumes and just the attention to detail and like ritual and things that were like done in the 1600s in that era. But along with the story, it's just so well done. The acting is over the top. The war scenes are incredible. The drama, all that stuff, and excuse me if I'm hiccuping, I'm so sorry. But, dude, I got to tell you, I am just – it's 8 episodes in, and the sadness is that it's going to end after 10. That's the only thing I keep thinking of, is, like, this thing's going to be over, and there probably won't be another season. It's going to be a real sadness when it goes away.
Dan has recommended Resident Alien and uses cite that. A Dan recommendation. If we get two with you, Scott Cronic, we have to stop everything. You and Dan recommending, we got to go and see it right now. That's it. Like Steinbrenner, stop it right now.
Resident Alien is this mini series that started, I think, on the Sci-Fi Channel. Now it's in its 3rd season, and it's gotten amazing reviews. And, Dom, I liked it for the first couple episodes, and then it got old on me real fast.
Like, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was, it's kind of like a one-trick pony, and it has some great humor, and the guy who plays the main alien is hilarious, and there's a lot of great moments, but I feel like it's one of those sitcoms that it's the same joke over and over and over, and I gave up after about 6 or 8 episodes. I said, I think I get it, and I'm out.
I got to say, Scott, and I've been very strong in recommending Resident Alien prior to season 3. Well, I was so psyched for season 3 to come out, because I thought the first 2 seasons were really well done. But then in season 3, I've really noticed exactly what you're saying here. It's redundant. I think they've lost their way. I don't know if they have a story to tell much anymore. And it's kind of, it's fallen, like, I don't know if we can finish season 3. It's just not good compared to the other two. So I'm honestly surprised they only got through 6 to 8 episodes, Scott. But you're someone I trust very, very well when it comes to movie critiques and television critiques. So thank you for that. Well,
and I think every episode is good in its own way, but it just seems like the same thing. And I found myself laughing less because, yeah, it's a different play on the same joke over and over. And I just was like, okay, I get it. I'm done.
Hey, Scott, yeah. AC now. We should be seeing nicer weather, warmer weather and all that. So what's cooking over at AC with Scott Cronic?
Well, this weekend is the big Atlantic City Beer Festival. And, of course, we're tied to that with the Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, which I am one of the owners of. We, of course, will have pre-parties, after-parties, in-the-middle parties, you name it. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall is the place to go. But go support the Atlantic City Beer and Music Festival. Great bands. They have, like, I think over 100 breweries, over 300 or 400 beers will be poured. Great big-time headliner bands in that Hot Mulligan, Saves the Day, Goldfinger. It's tonight, and then it's 2 sessions tomorrow. So, and then, of course, come and eat and drink after and before at Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. But it's one of the biggest beer festivals in the country. And we have it right in our backyard tonight and tomorrow in the Convention Center of Atlantic City.
Did you think Goldfinger was going to be there, the band Goldfinger?
Yeah, they're there tomorrow night.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to have to make it down there for that. Some
all right, Scott, thank you. We'll talk again in 2 weeks. Have a great festival this weekend.
Dom, thank you so much. Dan, thank you. We'll talk to you ever soon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.